All right, ladies and gentlemen, Patti Smyth. Good evening. Thank you, whoever said that. I'm just going to look at you for a second. Okay. Well, I heard a kid laughing somewhere. Make me a believer, baby. I wanna believe in the power of love. Make me a believer, baby. 'Cause I just wanna feel the strength of your love.
Yeah.
shit have like their rituals. They don't change their underwear, you know, until they lose or some shit, or their socks. Not my tennis player, but some tennis players. And so we have this ritual with my band where we're together the 25 minutes before, right? So I'm like, where's my freaking bag? See those two guys? Here. So they live across the street with their friends from Chicago. Where's Mike from fucking Chicago? Thank you so much. Welcome, thanks for coming. Hit it, boys, if you can.
Take me.
out, flowing right down my throat. Do you remember that for me, Cliff? Even though I want Beyonce hair, okay? I'm gonna admit it. I don't like the feel of that. Yes. What are we doing? Oh, God. Oh, Lord. All right, we're taking you back to all the songs. Tonight, we've interspersed the show with songs that sort of like mark times in my life and maybe the singer I am today. And funnily enough, this is one of those songs. I like to say I wrote this song about my oldest child, and my pediatrician is here, who is taking care of all six of my children. He's been my pediatrician for 30 years. Crazy. Go to the party, baby!
Why do only the cold and
Jack, my partner in crime. I need to show you guys something, okay? Can you clear that table up? All right. Move the, I said clear the table. Come on, bitches. Okay. Hit it, boys. I'm a little tired. It's early in the evening, I know, but you just need to be able to keep on seeing. You have a rebel mouth and a ticket to ride. Jesus. We changed the list from last night.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be here for 4 hours. You know, I think there's a disco coming in after. I'm not sure. We're going to take you back to 1987. You'd be cheating looking at that list. This is for all the Brooklyn girls in the house. Phew, I know. Keith is transgender, we never wanted to say it, but his name used to be Kira. Let's be really politically incorrect tonight, okay? But in a sane way, not in a Donald Trump way, okay? I've got a crazy liberal daughter here tonight. Be careful. Okay, thank you. All right, come on, Pete.
Every night.
husband's here, and it's funny because like everywhere I turn, like he's somewhere else. So like he was there, and he's there. And he's like, where's Waldo? Like, where is he now? Who knows? He's very nervous, so he moves around a lot.
He's a social guy.
He's talking while I'm singing. Should we beat him up?
No. I didn't say that. Maybe I did.
There's a big guy in a cowboy hat back there. Who the is that? Okay, so again, these are the songs that made me. So we're going to try and do this for you, and it's not easy doing it with just a guitar. This is feeding back just a bit. This is how I roll, okay? There's just one damn part that I always forget, okay? So I'm holding it in my hand, if that's okay with you. Okay, here we go. Better than having the prompter and all that. People do that, that's so weird. All right, wish us luck. I probably was 7 years old when I heard the song, and it, like, that was it for me. This changed everything. And A, I was 16, 15, on my own, had my own apartment, had a job, and was in high school. And I spent all my free time listening to records, listening to records, listening to records, listening to records. And this was one of those songs that I woodshed it. And I think it's a really beautiful song. So we looked it up for you because this is part of my foundation. Tell me what's wrong with you now. Tell me why I never seem to make you happy, though heaven knows I try. What does it take to please you? Tell me just how I can satisfy you, honey. You're driving me wild. 'Cause break up to make up, that's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. Break up to make up, that's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. When I come home from working, you're on the phone. You're talking about how bad I treat you. Now tell me I'm wrong. You say it's me who argues, I'll say it's you. But we have got to get together. Oh baby, we're through. 'Cause break up to make up, that's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. Break up to make up, that's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. That's a game for fools. Game for fools. Break up do that? Thank you. Here's a song you might know. Maybe. And if you do, then I want you to sing the chorus with me, okay? Will you? I wrote it in 19... I don't know, it was the 90s. Oh, that was so long ago now. Jesus. Who knew? Capo Brothers, are you ready? Capo Men from Rehoboth Beach? Okay. That's what Tom and Iran named Cliff and Keith. Oh, there you are. Okay, he's back. All right, let's go. Start it, baby, start it. Well, it's not fast, so don't get excited.
Just to have some
boys. You ready? God, I'll tell you, they're the Cable Brothers. What are you doing, Cliff? Say hi, Cliff.
Hi, Cliff.
Okay, I keep my song, and then I throw in another one. Right? Oh, here's another one. Queens, about 8 years old. Me and my sister in her blue room. I'm ready. I'm waiting for all of you to do. I'm telling you, literally though, they're like my family.
Thompson, they bought it.
Let's see who we're doing. I want to be there. you so much.
Woo! some of you here yesterday, we got to do the same one.
Four of us.
Well, we're going to do a fourth set song. Yeah. If I just send the divorce papers over now.
We get along with the same four songs too, John.
Let me see if I'm the, because usually they don't even let me play. Okay. Turn me up, thank you. So, quick story. Some people are here, but I got to tell it because it's true. And I'm going to do it in his memory. When I first started playing guitar, I was over in London one time during Wimbledon. It's probably 1982. So I'm wrestling with a couple of Bowie songs, one of which was Rebel Rebel. I was butchering it pretty badly. Someone knocked on the door. I opened the door. It was David Bowie. He said, "John, I heard you're staying at the same hotel as me. Why don't you come upstairs and have a drink?" I said, "That'd be great." He said, "Don't bring the guitar." So God rest his soul, because he passed away earlier this year. I'm going to try not to butcher Suffragette City. In his memory, for the great David Bowie.
Yeah.
I love you, baby, like a flower.